Dead Scared by S.J. Bolton. Read by Lisa Coleman. What are fears but voices airy, whispering harm where harm is not, and deluding the unwary till the fatal bolt is shot? William Wordsworth. Prologue. Tuesday, 22nd of January, a few minutes before midnight. When a large object falls from a great height, the speed at which it travels accelerates until the upward force of air resistance becomes equal to the downward propulsion of gravity. At that point, whatever is falling reaches what is known as terminal velocity, a constant speed that will be maintained until it encounters a more powerful force, most commonly the ground. Terminal velocity of the average human body is thought to be around 120 miles per hour. Typically, this speed is reached 15 or 16 seconds into the fall, after a distance of between 500 and 600 metres. A commonly held misconception is that people falling from considerable heights die before impact. Only rarely is this true. Whilst the shock of the experience could cause a fatal heart attack, most falls simply don't last long enough for this to happen. Also, in theory, a body could freeze in sub-zero temperatures, or become unconscious due to oxygen deprivation. But both these scenarios rely upon the faller's leaping from a plane at significant altitude, and other than the more intrepid skydivers, people rarely do that. Most people who fall or jump from great heights die upon impact, when their bones shatter and cause extensive damage to the surrounding tissue. Death is instantaneous, usually. The woman on the edge of one of the tallest...